ICE, Sanctuary California Hiding Details on Accused Illegal Alien Child Abusers. By John Binder on February 16, 2020. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency is accusing the Sanctuary State of California of refusing to disclose if they plan to release a number of criminal illegal aliens, including those accused of crimes against children. This week, ICE officials sent subpoenas to the San Diego County Sheriff's Office, STCSO, asking for whereabout information and if the Sanctuary State plans on releasing a series of illegal aliens. Issuance of these immigration subpoenas is necessary because the STCSO is forced to comply with California's Sanctuary State laws, and therefore cannot cooperate in honoring immigration detainers or requests for non-public information to assist in locating criminal aliens that have been or will be released from custody, an ICE release stated. Specifically, ICE officials are seeking information on these four illegal aliens. A 40-year-old illegally present Mexican national who was arrested in December for continuing sexual abuse of a child, lewd and lascivious act of a child under 14 years old, and oral copulation with a person under 14 years old. An immigration detainer was lodged with the SDSO. He has two DUI convictions, both from 2009. He has been returned to Mexico on 11 occasions between 2009 and 2011. He remains in SDSO custody at the county jail, emphasis added. A 42-year-old illegally present Mexican national who was arrested for first-degree robbery in November 2019. He has a prior conviction for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, from 2013. A federal immigration judge granted him voluntarily departure, but he failed to depart the United States as ordered. After his November 2019 arrest, an immigration detainer was lodged with SDSO, but due to California sanctuary state laws, the detainer was not honored, and he was released back into the community, emphasis added. A 31-year-old illegally present Mexican national who was arrested for battery of spouse and false imprisonment in December 2019. He has a prior conviction for deceptive government identification, 2008. U.S. immigration authorities previously returned or removed him from the U.S. three times between 2008 and 2010. ICE lodged an immigration detainer with SDSO following his December arrest, but due to California sanctuary state laws, the detainer was not honored, and he was released back into the community, emphasis added. A 28-year-old illegally present Mexican national who was arrested for assault with force, great bodily injury, child cruelty and battery of spouse. He was previously arrested in 2017 for battery on spouse by local law enforcement. He was returned to Mexico multiple times in 2004. A final order of removal was issued by a federal immigration judge in January 2018 and he was removed to Mexico. Once again, he illegally re-entered the United States. An immigration detainer was lodged with the SDSO and he remains in custody. Emphasis added. The public needs to be aware and concerned that California sanctuary state laws do not protect public safety and is bad public policy, ICE official Gregory R. Shimbo said. Criminal aliens are being released back into the community daily and most will re-offend, resulting in more victims, R. Shimbo said. For ICE, the most concerning part about dealing with uncooperative jurisdictions, or places that are not allowed to work with us, is that we don't always know who is being arrested, when they'll be released, or if they are at large in the community again. The ICE subpoenas come as Attorney General William Barr has filed lawsuits against sanctuary jurisdictions New Jersey and King County, Washington, for obstructing federal immigration law and enforcement. At the same time, President Trump is reportedly sending about 100 elite tactical agents to about 10 sanctuary cities to aid ICE agents in arresting and deporting criminal illegal aliens, Breitbart News reported. The administration is hoping to increase arrests of criminal illegal aliens by 35%. As Breitbart News has previously reported, sanctuary counties in California release thousands of illegal aliens back into American communities every day, according to federal immigration officials. In Los Angeles, California, for example, up to 100 criminal illegal aliens are released every day from police custody. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.